Welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, Talkware Radio, to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. Today we'll be talking with Jungian astrologer Montgomery Taylor, so stay tuned to learn more. This is Billy Roberti, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Today I'm filling in for Maureen, who is presenting at the Canadian Society of Questors 2011 Spring Conference in Harrison Hot Springs, British Columbia, Canada. If you're there, be there this weekend. Hear her talk. World Ascension teacher, esoteric wisdom channel, and author of the bestseller Beyond the Flower of Life, Maureen has been teaching the Merkaba meditation and higher self-connection worldwide since 1994. She has developed a unique ability to open the Akashic records based on her access to the higher self. She works with individuals and groups to provide insightful information from their guides through her connection to the Akashic records. She wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and has taught that manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Our customers tell us their Genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the law of attraction. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop Merkaba meditation for over 15 years and has released both the guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aroma Mandalas. She also writes for Daniel Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. This week, as I said, our special guest is Jungian astrologer Montgomery Taylor. Monty brings over 40 years of practice to understand the impact of the astrological influences and their psychological implications on individuals, companies, countries, and cultures, to better understand the normal stages of personal and collective evolution of our relationships, finances, career goals, and self-understanding. Called the Joseph Campbell of Astrology, he lectures regularly at the UN and many other venues and is an active member of the National Council of Geocosmic Research, where he also speaks on using metaphysical tools in a relevant way in business and personal areas of life. His internet radio show, Living Consciously, features guests from the world of holistics, metaphysics, business, and the fine arts, who share wisdom on being effective in making meaningful contributions to society and business. And that website is www.talkingalternative.com. You can reach Monty at www.astrologydemystified.com and at www.talkingalternative.com. Today we're going to be talking about astrology in the fifth dimension. Now, just before we start, I'd like to tell you about this exciting book launch of the wonderful new book by Colette Baron Reed called The Map. As a partner with Gift to support Colette's work, we are offering everyone who buys The Map a free download of our special edition session with the Akashic Records for 2012 with Mother Earth. Go to www.themaplaunch.com. That's The Map Launch. And when you purchase The Map, you will be given a link to the free download. You can also enter your name in a raffle to win a 50-minute Akashic Record reading with recording from Maureen. Along with the download gift, Maureen offers all buyers of the book $50 off personal Akashic Record readings and 33% off everything in our store. The jewelry while supplies last. As we start, I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, so you can call and ask your questions. Now, Monty, we get to you.
My pleasure. Hi, Billy.
Hi. Maureen and I have been discussing the whole concept of the fifth dimension as existing in a world of heaven on earth. Tell us, like, your view of this, of the fifth dimension and what we will be approaching, what we are approaching.
Well, we all have higher levels of consciousness, and really they are infinite. You know, there's that old saying in metaphysics, behind every truth, there's a greater truth. Behind every sun, there's a greater sun. and we're looking for the greater central sun and all of those things. So that's all metaphor. It's all allegory. And when people understand that humankind has evolved and developed a system of communicating abstract metaphysical principles through symbolic language. You know, one of my big heroes is Carl Jung, and he said, when you start looking at mythology, you enter the doorway to the collective conscious of mankind. Mm-hmm. And these myths are not just funny little stories and anecdotes. They really are, depending on where you are in your level of consciousness, and consciousness means knowing. That's why my radio show is called Living Consciously. It's to show us how to incorporate new viewpoints. Now, the secret of every point of power is in the perception of something rather than the actuality of something. Mm-hmm. You see, you can use the symbol of, let's say, the serpent to two different people. Their perception can be completely diametrically opposed. So instead of just smashing their perception, you have to work through their perception until you get to the central theme where both viewpoints have something in common.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we look, Billy, throughout history, throughout cultural groups that we have here as humans, what countries, political, religions, all of these different unifying themes that unify groups of people, not necessarily humanity as a whole. If you look at all these different perspectives of the same thing, fifth dimension, let's say, okay, higher consciousness, Jung gave a wonderful example. He said, imagine all the different cultures of the world around a big, tall mountain. And they're holding hands or they're competing or whatever they're doing, but they're all at different faces of the mountain as they circle the mountain. And they're trying to climb the mountain, climb the mountain, climb the mountain. That's allegorical of consciousness. And then they all get to the top of the mountain and they realize it's all the same mountain. And they didn't have nearly the differences they thought they had. Well, I think that's kind of a universal perception everyone's going to develop collectively as fifth-dimensional frequencies start manifesting here in this little electromagnetic vortex called Earth.
Have you seen any, or could you give us some examples of where you have seen evidence of this?
Oh, sure. Look already at, well, here's a physical manifestation of it. First of all, you have to have the tools to achieve what you want, right? Whether they be an idea or, let's say, a paintbrush like the ancient cavemen of Lascaux in France, painting those amazing cave paintings thousands, you know, 30,000, 50,000 years ago, whenever. You have to have the tools. Well, if you look at it right now, just look at the concept of political and economic revolution. All right, that is a phenomenon that has been in the human condition since the beginning of our most recent recorded history anyway. And now we have a new tool. It's called the cell phone and the Internet, and we're speaking on it, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
You see, revolutions before, just look most recently at Egypt. When you tried to have a revolution of that nature 25 years ago, there was no Internet, there was no cell phone, there was none of this Twitter stuff and Facebook and all of these things. And they came from the most illogical place. They didn't come from some super secret bunker of government research. No, they came from Facebook, which started out as a dating site, right? It's the technology. So here you're starting to see in a practical way, a more grounded, mundane way, and people aren't noticing the significance of it, you see. And the Internet can be used for great, great good or great, great panic. So you can see waves of economic manipulation taking place through the Internet, you see, creating demands where none exists right now through the Internet. Or, for example, if you want to win an election, enrolling all of these aspects of communications technology. Now, if you look at the cell phone through the eyes of someone living in 1850, that would be the most miraculous thing in the world. We would look at that cell phone the way we look at Star Trek movies where they have these, you know, two to beam up kind of things, you know, when they're trying to teleport. That is actually an allegorical manifestation of something in the mundane physical. Now, how do you use a cell phone? Do you use it irresponsibly? Do you not put radioactive protection on it? Do you spend all your time on the cell phone speaking drivel? What do you use it for? How do you use the tool? And that is the test mankind has to pass at every stop along the way, that every milestone on the road to conscious evolution. You're also seeing people are much more globally aware. The fifth dimension people are starting to truly care about the health and quality of the environment. You know? Environment, by the way, for our listeners who don't know, is the French word for neighborhood. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, that is, yes.
Those are the advantages of having to speak a lot of languages, but you can see the different perspective, you see. So when the French are talking about the environment, they're talking about the neighborhood. So if we substituted in English the word neighborhood for environment, I think we'd have a very different psychological and emotional reaction to the movement. Right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's how I see it evolving. You see, astrologers are not much smarter than other people, but they are taught to look at things differently. Good astrologers know how to connect the dots.
And coming up, Monty Taylor shares more insights as a Jungian astrologer. So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And this is Billy Roberti. We'll be right back.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxin. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. Adil bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with Adil is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with Adil.
Welcome Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make every day heaven on earth. Today I'm talking with Monty Taylor about astrology in the fifth dimension. By the way, if you'd like to reach Monty himself, you can reach him at astrologydemystified.com and at talkingalternative.com. And if you missed any part of the show, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com. Click on our News You Can Use and choose the Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain link. While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter today. Please call into our listener call-in number. It is 1-800-930-2819. So Monty and I were talking about, like, what is this fifth dimension going to look like? What's it going to experience like? Are there any allegories or myths that we can use to help us grasp what is coming in? How can we recognize it when we're experiencing it? And how will astrology guide us in different ways from how it does right now when we're in the third dimension?
Right. Well, astrology will be looked at differently from a fifth-dimensional perspective, kind of the way we in 2011 look at a digital clock, okay? Well, that's different than someone living in the year 1800 who looked at a grandfather clock with a pendulum or had to wind their watch all the time. You see what I mean?
Yes, well, they're time sundial.
Yes. So they're saying the same time, but they're doing it from a different perspective and using different, you know, gears and technical procedures to do so. It doesn't change what the hour is. I always tell people in astrology, you know, astrology doesn't cause anything to happen. Astrology is a guide that triggers potentials in the individual or the country or the company's birth chart. And so you can see what's happening. So a lot of things are getting unstuck right now. You know, the first thing about, let's say, glaciers melting into the sea of oneness is that they have all these cataclysmic ice sheets slipping off and floating, and you get these big icebergs, but eventually they are still water, aren't they? And when they, let's say through the influence of Neptune, they sort of dissolve back into their real form, water, the liquid form of it at least, they become one with the ocean again, and that locked up energy of ice, which was nothing but frozen water blocked into a crystalline structure, can suddenly feel free to flow in one of the tropical currents and affect world climate and all of these other things. You see, it's all the same essence, but differently expressed.
And when we get up connected.
Oh, definitely. Just go back to that. Everyone climbing the mountain, you know, from different sides of it and meeting at the top. So surprised that they're looking at the same deity, the same religion, the same mountain, the same oneness. And Neptune in astrology is the gateway to oneness. You know, Neptune and Pluto play this little dance every 28 years or so. They change orbit. And for a few years, Neptune becomes the outermost planet in our solar system. And so, therefore, the further away a planet is, the more powerful. So we get very strong Neptunian, you know, dissolving phases of where the individual starts flowing into the collective consciousness again. Jung did discover we do have a collective consciousness, and it's absolutely fascinating to see the way it works. And so what brings things up is, for example, in fifth dimension, I think mankind right now, look how we have discovered, and it's so fashionable these days, to talk about the law of attraction, or like attracts like, or vibrational frequencies aligning with, you know, wishes and desires. We're learning that like a technology, because in higher dimensional reality, your thoughts manifest immediately. So therefore, you have to think more responsibly, don't you? You have to wish, react, embrace in a very different level of consciousness than we have collectively developed here on Earth at the present time. But that's all about to take off like a rocket from a launching pad, because people are starting to understand. I just had a client this morning, one of my private astrology clients, say, Monty, I can't believe it. I think something, and within 2 days it happens. I said, yep, you're right on track. He's having some very good transits that way, and he's working very hard on his own self-awareness. You see, astrology is a tool for you to get up to your maximum self-awareness. And you can't change what you're unaware of, you see. And everything is locked up inside our own perspectives, you see. Just like water is locked up in a crystalline form of ice in an iceberg and can't circulate. And water can even go further when you want to go to fifth dimension. Start turning the ocean to steam. It's still water, isn't it? But in a very different form. And then when you have water connected into steam, you have the planet Neptune, which is one great big ball of fog with 700 mile an hour wind on it. Very interesting, but it is the doorway in our older perspectives to things like spirituality, meditation, altered states of consciousness, illusion or realities. You see, it rules photography, which is an illusion, isn't it? If you look at a black and white picture, it's chemically treated paper with a dance of light and dark on it. That's all it is. And film is nothing but an illusion. You're looking in a dark room at a white screen with still pictures in rapid succession being projected in front of you with a soundtrack, and you come out 2 hours later elated or devastated. Nothing ever really happened. This is the way Neptune works, and this is the way it's testing us to see how comfortable we will be in higher dimensional reality.
So would you say that in the fifth dimension, we would be seeing things more clearly?
Oh, definitely. And we will actually be having an immediate effect. It's like, look at the analogy again, sorry to be repetitive, but look how when you watch a program like Dancing with the Stars or American Idol, you can instantaneously register your vote for your preferred candidate, can't you? Mm-hmm. Isn't that fascinating? Now, why in the world can't they do that for president and Congress? But anyway, at least we have that phenomena, that technology there, wherein collective taste, collective thought, in other words, a singer on American Idol strikes a chord in people who share a common resonance of perspective and taste and values. And so that singer will be relevant to the greatest number of people that will respond to it, you see? It doesn't mean the others are not good.
The problem is no one was watching C-SPAN. That's our closest. Imagine if there was a voting button there.
Yeah,
but, you know, it doesn't get the ratings that Dancing with the Stars does.
You got it. You got it. That's it. Because, you see, we're still in cultural kindergarten here on Earth.
We're still in training wheels when it comes to manifestations.
Yes,
thank goodness.
We are. And, you know, one of the laws of astrology that I find most amazing is that an actual planet isn't discovered physically until the human collective consciousness is ready to deal with its energies.
So, for example, Pluto has been demoted to a, demoted to a planetesimal?
To a planetoid. They have all these new, you know,
it's still in our consciousness. You can't not know about Pluto anymore.
Absolutely, because, and I wouldn't, you know, if you look at the myth, Pluto rules the underworld. He doesn't like to be visible. You know, in ancient Greece, there are no statues erected to Pluto because he was invisible,
mm-hmm.
You see. So Pluto, that's just a very perfect, the planet's fitting right in with the mythology that humankind, you know, developed by watching it all these years. But when a planet's physically discovered, let's say like Uranus, when you can actually see it, they always knew there were other planets past Saturn, but in 1743 they discovered Uranus through a telescope. They absolutely knew it was there. Well, immediately, all the things Uranus is associated with started really manifesting physically on the Earth. Now, Uranus rules electricity. That's the year they discovered electricity. In a practical way, it rules revolution and innovation and technology. And we immediately had the American Revolution, the French Revolution, the Industrial Revolution, and we can go on and on. When they discovered Neptune 100 years later, we discovered all the Neptunian things like drugs, anesthetics, the impressionist period of art, photography. Oh, there was a wave of spiritualism and mediumship going across the country like wildfire in the 1850s. And then finally we discover Pluto, 1929. It happens to rule shared investments and pooled resources. Therefore, it rules the stock market. And look what happened. See, it's total transformation. It also rules psychology, which is the study of the psyche. People forget that. It's not a gymnasium to work out your neurosis in. And that's what astrologers will tell you, you see.
Great.
But
Well, thank you, Monty, for joining us today and for sharing your knowledge, wisdom, and energy with us. I hope our listeners enjoyed our talk with Monty as much as I did. As we draw this show to a close, just a quick reminder to check www.MaureenSaintGermain.com for our current special. This is Billy Roberti filling in for Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Have a great day.